It's time to talk about Paint the Rink Pink. And Terry Reeser joins us here with the Cancer Center, Marquette General Hospital. Excited?
Sure am. I
ready
can't
to go?
Wait. Yep.
You know that they were painting the rink pink as we speak, right?
Well, I know it's going on. I can't wait to see it.
It is the Marquette Rangers, the Alpena Ice Diggers. Yes, we're going to talk hockey in a little bit. Kenny Miller will join us with that side of things. But Paint the Rink Pink, a very unique opportunity. And this is actually in its third year.
Yes, it is. We've done really well. It's been growing every year.
How does this all work? I mean, what? Let's just go back to the history of things. I mean, I know this because I've been involved with it, but let's get it from the Cancer Center's point of view. How did this all come to be, and how does this all fall into place for you folks?
You know what? I really don't know exactly how it all started, except I believe that the Rangers played a game in another state and kind of picked up the concept, and when they got back to Marquette, approached us and said, hey, we think we can do a great thing here for the cancer program by collaborating and working together. And it was the unique thing is you can't imagine hockey players going around in pink jerseys.
They've been everywhere. I mean, they were bagging groceries at Econo Foods last night when I was up there picking up some barbecue sauce and miscellaneous other stuff. They've been at bank locations around the area. And that's really the thing, is because it's a chance to create the awareness. October, obviously, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Well, you know what I think is that any lady that hasn't gotten their mammogram and followed up on their breast cancer, you know, to be aware that they need to get screening and sees the Rangers out there in pink, I think that they could be making a difference, whether it's their grandmother, mother, sister, daughter, or just somebody that's at Shopko or Econo and buying groceries and see the pink and think, oh, well, I didn't get my mammogram.
Well, it's interesting when we've been talking with folks here through the course of this month, in particular with the issue of breast cancer and some of the awareness events and things that various groups are putting on. It seems like everybody knows somebody, has somebody perhaps in their family or somebody that's been touched by this condition. And it seems like awareness is really kicking in. Do you find that people are more willing to take part in these kinds of things too because now they know about it, they're talking about it more?
I think that is true, that you'll see more and more. I know that we're finding it, the breast cancer, earlier and earlier because people are coming in earlier. And I can only imagine that part of that is just because they're seeing the pink, they're remembering, okay, I need to do this.
Terry Reeser with us here with the Cancer Center at Marquette General. And this money is really important because it has stayed here with you folks. I mean, there's a lot of great national efforts that they're out there. They're wonderful, but this is a chance for folks here to help people here.
Right. And it's, you know, it helps people from the whole Upper Peninsula because we get patients from all over. Because Marquette is the biggest, you know, city in the Upper Peninsula, we do see more patients from Marquette County, but we do see patients from all over the UP that have breast cancer. And because of some of the things that we've done, we've been able to have a position of a breast health navigator, and she has done some education. We're providing some supplies and things to patients that we were never able to do before. It's just a great thing.
So you have a tangible thing that the money from these events has gone to.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's funny because I was in the office the other day and the boys have not only been out just showing off the pink and raising awareness. Have you known that they've taken buckets with them and collecting money?
No,
yes,
I didn't know
they
that.
Have. And it's been going on all week. Paint the Rink Pink.